Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
On this podcast, I will be demonstrating a radio app called Radium. It can be purchased on the App Store for $25.99. It's in the Mac App Store, because it only runs on the Mac, as of now. And what Radium allows you to do is you can listen to all the radio stations you like that you can find, and you can preset them, and you can listen to them all in one application. And it runs in the menu bar, so if you want it to be completely accessible, you have to be running macOS 10.8 Mountain Lion. So I put it on my dock, and I'm gonna click on it, VO space on it.
Radium 19 of 27.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Application, Radium system...
And it came up because I put it on my dock. And then we're going to go through how it looks.
Playback toggle button.
Playback toggle. If you were playing a station and you had to pause it, that's what you'd press.
Internet radio stations search text field.
Internet radio stations, that's where you'd search.
More options menu button.
More options. Let's see what that is. Let's go through that.
Prep menu 10. Headphones. Check. Headphones 1.
Headphones, those are like the sound sources. You can play it through multiple sound sources at once, so you get kind of a surround sound effect if you have a separate sound card. For instance, on my desktop computer, I played it through one set of speakers that was hooked up through the headphone input, and then I also have a USB sound card, and I played it through a set of speakers that's hooked to that, too. So I kind of got the surround sound effect. But for the purpose of this demo, it's just hooked up to one speaker.
Headphones. Checked. Album art. Command 1.
Album art. You can see the album art of the currently playing track, if
you
there is any.
Wishlist. Command 2.
Wishlist. Another neat thing about this is if you hear a song you like, you can add it to your you can add it to a wishlist where you can either preview it and buy it in iTunes, or if the track isn't in iTunes, you can look it up on Google and see how else you can buy it, like Amazon or something.
Equalizer, command 3.
Equalizer, it has an equalizer.
Subscriptions, command 4.
Subscriptions, a cool thing about this app, one of the many things, is
you can
play Live 365 and Sirius XM content if you are, in fact, subscribed to those services.
Import station from URL, ellipsis, command equals.
You can import a station from a URL. Let's say if you have like an M3U playlist or a URL to a certain station, you can import it if it's not in the Radium catalog already.
Settings, ellipsis, command, comma.
Settings, we'll go through those in a couple of minutes.
About Radium.
About Radium, that's like the about and the contact information.
Radium help, submenu.
And then the help is a whole submenu.
Quit Radium, command Q.
And then you quit the application by clicking on that or press command Q.
You are correct about settings.
So we're going to go into the settings by VO space.
Now in Radium settings window, play most recent station, unchecked checkbox, closing.
Play most recent station. When you open Radium, you have the option to play the most recent station that you were last listening to. I have it unchecked. It's unchecked by default, but of course that can be changed.
Track changes.
Track changes.
Show track in menu bar. Check checkbox.
Show track in menu bar. You have an option to be able to see what you're listening to. If
you are
just
currently on a check.
Go to the menu and by pressing VO plus M twice to get to the upper level of the menu bar. And on Radium it would say such and such track is playing.
Show track in chat status. Unchecked checkbox.
So, show track in chat status. That is unchecked. If you were on Facebook or Twitter or iChat, it would show what track you're listening to in your now playing status.
Scrabble to last.fm, unchecked.
Scrabble to last FM. That I don't use, so I'm not 100% sure what that is.
Show track in notification center. Check checkbox.
Show track in notification center. That's kind of a neat feature. If you're listening to music in Radium and you're just, playing a game or writing something and you want to know what a track is, and a new song comes on, it will just say, it will say what that song and artist is, and it's really cool. I like that.
Notification Center Settings button.
And then it has a separate Notification Center Settings button. It just takes you to System Preferences.
Your search results.
Search results.
Exclude stations not available in my area. Checked checkbox.
Exclude stations not available in my area. That's checked.
When paused, disconnect after.
When paused, disconnect after.
1 hour. Pop-up button.
1 hour. Here are the options. I put it to 1 hour.
Menu 5 items checked. 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
5 minutes.
Check mark. And then never. I put 1 hour. I think it by default, it's either 15 or 30 minutes.
Closing menu. Tip. Option click the pause button to disconnect.
Option click the pause button to disconnect if you want to. Like,
you are current. Without,
during the playback toggle button.
Toolbar.
Then the tool, there's a, I moved to the top by hitting, voice, the VO keys,
interact,
and then the page up.
Controls button.
Controls. You can set hotkeys if you want to, like, do certain things in Radium. And, but I haven't set them. They're all defaults. And
stop, inter, rip, dim, zoom, minima, close button.
I want to close the window with the preferences.
Finder.
It goes back to Finder because it's a menu bar app. So, let me VOM twice to get to Radium.
Menu. Menu extras. Radium menu extra. Press Radium menu extra.
And then it opens back up.
Internet playback toggled. Internet more options. Menu button. Stations table.
And then the stations. This is a list of my presets.
Track lookup menu. Dimmed button.
Track lookup. That's where you'd add a station to your wish list or share it on
track sharing
button.
Menu. Dimmed button.
This is where you could share it on Facebook or messaging or email or anything if you,
are current,
manually wanted to share what you were listening to.
Sharing menu. Share.
And then that's it. I'm going to show you how to play a station.
Sharing. Track lookup menu. Track lookup stations table. Interact with.
All right, we're going to just play real quick a news station.
WTOP. Interact.
And I interacted with the news the list of the news station. And first button on the left is
remove
listen.
Remove station. WTOP radio news talk listen button.
That's describing what the station is, and it's also a listen button.
Remove station from favorites button.
Remove station from favorites. It would be at, if this station wasn't in my favorites, that
you
remove button would be an add button. So what I'm going to do is, if we were going to listen to it, which for the purpose of this demo, we are not. If you were wanting to listen to a station, you would press VO space, and it would come up. It gradually fades it in by, like, 5 seconds. So, and to pause the playback, you do the playback toggle button.
Stop inter.
On the very left top of the.
Stop inter.
Menu. Like,
playback toggle button.
That's what it looks like. When you first open up Radium, it says playback toggle. So
you are,
I hope
currently
somebody
on your
has found this podcast on Radium helpful. Again, the app is called Radium. It can be purchased in the Mac App Store for $25.99, and it's only accessible with Mountain Lion. Hope somebody's found this helpful.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.